The political cover-up is a staple of popular culture, so you can't blame journalists for being suspicious this week when they discovered that the Prime Minister's hairdresser had been awarded an MBE in the New Year's honours. The Labour shadow leader of the Commons, Angela Eagle, wondered if it was the start of a trend.
I can't help wondering, given his appearance today, though, whether the leader's hairdresser feels somewhat left out. Mr. Speaker, perhaps it's an easier job for the leader's hairdresser.
She made her remarks during the weekly question and answer session about the parliamentary timetable. These exchanges follow a well-established formula. Angela Eagle, the comic half of this double act, asks a series of questions designed to embarrass or poke fun at the government. And her foil, the Leader of the Commons, Andrew Lansley, usually refuses to take the bait. Usually, but not always.
I thought the highlight of her remarks was the question on hairdressing. I'm quite pleased up in the gallery. They can have a very good look at the...
Members of the Parliamentary Press Gallery do indeed look down on politicians in the Commons. David Cameron's hairdresser may have missed his bald spot. He went so far as to deny its existence on television this week. But we have seen it from above. And I can confirm that Mr. Lansley has a fine head of hair.
When I visit Mr. Polito's, which I'll do this weekend in Cambridge, he'll be able to advise me. Mr. Polito's is not a person, but a shop.
It's reported that the Prime Minister pays £90 for a haircut. Nick Clegg revealed yesterday that when he gets his haircut in Sheffield, it sets him back £20.
Actually, it's £15, so I'm getting my haircut cheaper than the Deputy Prime Minister, which just shows you can come to the Conservatives for value for money.
Mr. Lansley diplomatically brushed over any tonsorial questions about the Prime Minister. We might have to wait until members of the current generation of ministers write their memoirs to discover what they really think of Mr. Cameron's hair. Sometimes you could be forgiven for feeling that books written by politicians tend to be more or less the same, and not just because of the suspicion that they should all be called "If Only They'd Done It My Way". But it turns out they have something else in common. A veteran Labour MP, Barry Shearman, spilled the beans.
There is a scam that we all know has been going on for some time. And it runs like this, that someone has a politician has a book ghosted for them, maybe a biography or whatever. It is then published, and then that person is invited to go on a highly paid tour of the United Kingdom talking about the book that was ghostwritten by somebody else. And that money either flows to leading candidates of a party or to the party itself.
Mr. Shearman thought the elections watchdog, the Electoral Commission, should investigate with a view to stamping out the practice. A Conservative, Gary Streeter, answers questions in the Commons about the Commission.
I must confess that I'm not aware that that is a matter at the moment for the Electoral Commission, but if he would like to write to me setting out his concerns in more detail, I will ensure that the Electoral Commission thoroughly investigate the matter and we will respond to him.
Angela Eagle didn't have to go to a bookshop to find out how much Nick Clegg spends on haircuts. The Liberal Democrat leader gave that information away when he took part in his weekly radio phone-in on LBC. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, also has a phone-in on the same station. At the start of this week, he marked the Deputy Prime Minister's birthday with a few disobliging remarks about the man he calls Cleggers. Ms. Eagle thought Mr. Johnson had gone too far.
I'd like to disagree with the Mayor of London, who this week called the Deputy Prime Minister a prophylactic protection device. Now, I know I'm not the world's greatest expert in this area, but I thought you were supposed to be able to trust contraception.
Yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister suggested it was time he and Boris Johnson agreed a truce. Perhaps Mr. Clegg has forgotten that political rivalries often last a lifetime. They're not just something for the weekend.